A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I guess because of the internet and the like, just like the decline of their trusted institutions as a society, like, that just sounds like a regular thing you would hear about for 2 days on the news.
Yes, right? Yeah.
Disgruntled waterworks guy.
Yeah,
you know, like his union got shut down by the federal government, and then it's just like, well, fine, fuck you. I'm just gonna turn off all the water.
What is it? Welcome to the Boar Boys, the Bumber Bun Bake Bistery Podcast. By BAME is BAME's Biller. What's your name, dude?
Beer Bo Bonahue. Does that transfer after the apostrophe?
I was thinking about that, actually. I like O'Bonahue.
O'Bonahue, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a possessive B. That's why English is so hard to learn for foreigners. It's all the possessive B's.
Yep. So what's up? If you guys know how to read or recognize that little jingle that I gave you guys, you'll know that we are doing one of the spinoffs from the Mega Man series. In my heart, it's worth its own salt for a series on its own. It's the Mega Man Battle Network series.
Right.
So.
Were these on Game Boy?
This was a Game Boy launch. Yeah, this was like whenever they put out, I think, the one with the flip, the Game Boy Advance SP.
Oh, the SP was awesome.
With the LED, the first time you didn't have to wait for your parents to drive by streetlights to be able to choose your next Pokemon move.
Well, there was also the coiled desk lamp that would plug into the Game Boy Advance SP into the link cable port.
Right, so, but you'd have to bring double batteries because that thing will start draining your batteries.
Crazy.
Yeah,
this is for anybody listening. This is an age before electricity when things required batteries and trading Pokemon required a 3 foot cable. The Game Boy Advance one, because Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, you could do 4-player. You could do double battles with 3 other people.
Yep.
That one had like a brick in the middle where you could plug in more link cables to it. So you just have like this like this fishing net, like a dragnet basically of wires, just so you could play Pokemon very slowly with your friends. And it was like slower than wireless communication. Yeah. The communication was terrible.
Instead of having a bigger screen, there was a Game Boy adapter that was just basically a magnifying glass that you like flipped over top of your Game Boy. But
yeah, if you've ever seen a 1,000-year-old man who collects stamps, it basically came with one of those. Like it came with like telescopic glasses to clip on the screen.
It didn't even look that good, and you had to hold it at the right angle and stuff. And
yeah, it was all like fisheye. The edges were all fucking blurry and stretched out.
Yeah, but Mega Man Battle Network. Actually, I said SP, but I think just for the regular old Advance, it was created for. It was like the Mega Man title that we're gonna do on the Game Boy.
Yeah,
2001 is the date.
And we're talking about the past.
Probably the
episode ever. Sorry.
Probably the birthday of one of our mods is probably in the year 2001.
Oh, Lord.
If I had to guess.
No, he wasn't around for 9/11. I've made fun of him for that.
Oh, that's right. You missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never got to take a knife on an airplane, asshole.
Yeah, we did Mega Man X so long, long time ago. I guess quick refresher for that. Mega Man is created by Dr. Light, I think, and Dr. Wowie or Dr. Wily.
Yeah.
He makes the first Mega Man. He makes the Proto Man. And then Dr. Wily goes off of his work and makes like a fireman, an iceman, and all this stuff to like help industry. Like instead of having to burn a fire, there'd be a fire robot that does fire. So
right, of course.
So he gets a Nobel Prize, Dr. Light. And Dr. Wow, he's like, the fuck, dude, it was my idea. This guy just put like a fire on this guy and ice on this guy. But I made Proto Man. I made the original. Yeah. And so Dr. Wowie then takes over all of the bots that Dr. Light made. So then Dr. Light has Mega Man, who has to fight his way through Dr. Wowie's evil bots, which I'm forgetting the name of.
The Robot Masters.
Yeah, there's like a name for whenever they go bad. It's like Rebel Bot or something like that. And then someone's going to tell me, but...
I feel like we did this episode 6 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't remember a joke from the last episode we did 5 days ago, but
yeah, they don't have the same name in Mega Man Battle Network, which is why I'm struggling with it.
Right.
But anyways, like the negative bots or whatever. And that's the kind of the whole thing for Mega Man is Dr. Bright built off of the work of Dr. Wily. Dr. Wily didn't get the credit that he felt he deserved, and he took over all of Dr. Light's experiments. And then Mega Man X, there's this whole thing about Mega Man being like in a charging pod, learning like all of humanity's knowledge and morality.
Okay,
so he'd be like, knife, baby. And then he would have to say no. Then it would be knife, bad guy. Okay.
He's like the lady clone from The Fifth Element. Where she's right. In like the learning pod, learning about war.
Exactly. And he's left in there like 10,000 years too long because the whole building collapses around him. And then someone discovers him much, much later. And that's the beginning of Mega Man X. But we're not talking about either of those. We're talking about Mega Man Battle Network.
Listen to our fourth episode if you want to learn about Mega Man X. I'm sure that episode's great.
Yeah, and what's the art? It's Dr. Wily looking at Mega Man in the shower.
Yeah, he's perving on Mega Man, who's showering right now. Who can take off his like blue shell apparently and has nipples? So I don't know why I drew that. Anyway,
so have you played Battle Network at all?
No, I know my buddy Logan did play it. That's how I knew it was a Game Boy Advance game because he loved it. It was. I got a Game Boy Advance. I only ever owned Pokemon.
Okay.
And Silver, then like whatever, just and the Game Boy Advance ones, Fire Red and Ruby, and then I moved to DS where I just like my handheld career has been Pokemon only, Pokemon Conquest, and then Shovel Knight, which I got from Ethan.
Oh, like, Shovel Knight's awesome.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Mega Man Battle Network, not so different from the Mega Man series. It has a lot of the same cast and crew in terms of the robots. But they kind of show up as like online personalities instead of in real world robots. This is like if Mega Man, instead of they went so hard into robotics, they went really hard into like networking and like online connectivity and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. The Battle Network is Facebook before Facebook, basically.
Pretty much, man. Okay. And it did some pretty good job of like predicting stuff. Like in 2001, I certainly didn't have a smartphone.
Did they even exist in 2001?
Not a smartphone. Yeah, I guess maybe a cell phone would have existed, like one of the
the
big chonkers.
Yeah,
the ones
like x-ray your brain, basically.
Yeah,
if your cell tower's on the wrong side, you're giving yourself brain damage.
Exactly. There's like, I don't know, most stuff didn't really connect to your internet. Like for example, in Mega Man Battle Network, like fridges are smart technology that connect to the internet and have like programs in them and stuff. And we have that now. We didn't have that in 2001.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was a meme or not, but like somebody put like Doom on a smart fridge.
Oh yeah. Right. Just this week, someone released Doom. It's completely playable in Notepad. And it's all ASCII art, but it runs 60 frames a second in Notepad.
No way.
Yeah.
That fucking vampire game that Arcane just launched can't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the Jedi
Survivors
runs at a solid 40 FPS. But
you're going to want to benchmark your new PC for Notepad. Yeah. And can it run Notepad is like the sticker on the box now instead of Crysis.
Yeah. So... just to set like the scene for 2001, Game Boy Advance is coming out. What's really popular? We got Pokemon, super popular back then, still is popular now. Collectible card games are starting to like rise up. Like there was the Pokemon game, Dragon Ball Z, Yu-Gi-Oh, Digimon, all those fun card games that you remember from your youth if you're an old 30-year-old like us.
Yeah. Magic existing in the background of all this.
Magic too.
Even at that point, the newest Pokemon game might have been Silver or Crystal in 2001.
Let me think. Yeah, because I'd be 10 years old. It was about that. I remember the Zellers, which is like a Canadian buy whatever you need store. Or it used to be. I think there's one in Montreal. But anyways, it's not really popular anymore. It used to be very popular. I called every single day to see if my order of Pokemon Gold came in. Oh, I still remember the waiting music on the phone. It was the song, "There's a hole in the world tonight. And I know what in the hole in the world tomorrow." And it's that song on repeat over and over and over and over. And I'd listen on the phone. And is Pokemon Gold here yet? And they actually sold it to me the day before they were supposed to.
Oh my goodness.
I had Pokemon Gold the day before the release date.
People been breaking Nintendo NDAs just like for 22 years now.
Yeah, it's like, this kid was cute. He called for 2 weeks straight. We might as well give it to him a day early.
So cute.
Anyways, that's all popular. So we got Pokemon. We got collectible card games. So we get Mega Man, which is normally like a side-scrolling shooter, 2D shooter, which is now moving into the RPG space for the launch of Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
And what does that gameplay look like? It was still, I don't see any games that are exactly like this today. You operate on a 3x3 grid. So you can move, you have 9 squares where you can move as much as you like, just up, down, left, right. You can't do diagonals, because that's future technology.
Yeah, of course, yeah. We didn't get 8-directional rolling in Dark Souls until 2015, so like, consider yourselves lucky.
Exactly. So gameplay is, you can move as much as you like on your squares. The enemy is on a similar set of squares right next to you. They have their own 3x3.
They're on their section of the internet.
Yes. They have their ways that they can move. Some can only move up and down. Some can move left and right. Some can move freely. Some can teleport. And then you can move and shoot. That's all you can do. But this whole thing is, you have a deck of chips, which is like computer chips, which is essentially your playing card deck, which has your cool abilities in it.
Right, yeah.
So you can cast cannon, for example, and it'll shoot like a 40 damage straight in front of you, single target hit. Or you can shoot a shotgun, which has a little bit more spread, and it'll hit a couple squares.
Okay, yeah. It's kind of like Into the Breach, I guess, like that.
Sort of, yeah. And then you have, like, crazy summons that you can get. Like, you can get, like, if you ever heard of bass or bass, bass, I think, in Mega Man, because it's rock and roll and bass. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's all, Mega Man used to be Rockman. And roll is the female. So it's rock and roll. And bass came later. And then there's...
Is there a treble?
I don't know if there's a treble. There's a dog that has a music name too.
Oh, that's... the dog is Rush.
Oh, Rush. No, it doesn't have a music name. Okay, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it does have a music name.
Rush, I guess, if you have... Yeah. In terms of tempo. Anyway, so you can move all around. Basically, the way that you play is you move around, you dodge enemy attacks, and as you get to know your enemies, you're like, oh, that guy has a T attack, so I got to cozy up in the front two squares where the T isn't.
Right.
Or okay. This guy shoots 3 waves at once, but one of them is slower, so I can kind of go into the slower wave and then dodge the other 2 faster waves. And then your decks have combos. So, for example, Cannon does the 40 in front of you. You can, if you choose 1 cannon out of your hand, you can choose as many cannons as you want. So duplicates, you can play more at one than one on a turn. So let's say I have 3 cannons, I go cannon, 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 and I can shoot 40, 40, 40.
Okay.
Every card also has a letter assigned to it. So let's say cannon A, recover 10 A, sword A. I can now, all in the same turn, I can use a cannon, I can recover myself for 10, and then use a quick slash up close.
Okay.
Because they all have the A. Even though they're not duplicates, they all have the same letter.
Okay.
So you either have to go for duplicates, same letter, and then the super advanced is the combos where you find them out. Like, they're not told to you, but they're kind of hidden. So okay. Cannon A, B, C, if you have cannon A, cannon B, cannon C, you play them all in the same turn because they're technically duplicates. And since you have the ABC, it turns into cannon Z, which you can shoot unlimited times for 5 seconds. So you just like spam cannon.
Okay.
Yeah. But all to say, like, there's the deck building's interesting. There's a lot of cool ways you can combo the things up. And then you also just have your regular old Buster that you can upgrade as you go and stuff too. But very, very fun, very unique. There's not any other card building game that I know of where you're actively moving in a grid to dodge enemy attacks and stuff. And in this game, like in a lot of deck builders, you just, if your opponent plays a card, you have to suffer the damage.
Right. Yeah.
In this game, if you're able to dodge it, then there's skill. Like you can zero hit every fight kind of thing, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not turn-based per se. It's because you can move freely.
Yeah, you can move freely, and okay. Like your enemy will attack, but the screen, like the time doesn't stop when your enemy's attacking or choosing their turn, like what cards you're going to play. But time stops when you choose your turn. So you can be like, take your time and be like, oh, I do have a combo there. Pull the combo, time resumes, bang, bang, bang. When your meter fills up, you get to choose cards again.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's all the way that it's played. But let's get into the lore.
Why is it played?
So I don't know if you remember back in the day when you would buy a game, you'd sit in the back seat the whole way home, you'd open it up, and you'd open up the little booklet, because every game had a booklet.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
It didn't have 6 flyers in it for other games that are coming soon, which is what happens now.
90 days of Xbox Live.
Yeah. It had a booklet, and it had fun lore in it. It had like tips about the game before you start. It had art. They put a lot of care into like the physical package you got back in the day. Yeah. So this is from the booklet in 2000X. So it could be today. It could be 2023.
2000XX would have to be 23.
Yeah. It says 2000X, but it means like somewhere in the 2000s. It could be 2100, 2200. There's my phone alarm.
I'll wake up at 7:35 just in case.
Yeah, I forget laundry or something. But. Yeah. So yeah, the rapid advance of the internet technology creates the network age. Everyone now has a portable exploration device called a PET, P-E-T. It's for personal terminal, I think. P-E and personal and T for terminal.
Okay, yeah. My dumb ass, I was like, P-T? But then I was just thinking about the horror game.
Yeah. Personal terminal is like an advanced personal assistant, and using it, you can make phone calls, send and receive emails, calendars, store data. It's basically a smartphone.
Things you could never possibly imagine now in the holy month of Ramadan in 2023.
Exactly. And in 2001, this is actually really like groundbreaking to be able to do all this stuff from mobile. Like,
yeah,
you couldn't do that. And inside every PET, or a PET, there is a personality simulation called a net navi, or an internet navigator.
Okay.
So net navi, everyone you meet on in this game online is a net navi who has a person on the other side of the screen somewhere.
Okay. So it is like Digimon where it is just like children or people controlling within a digital world, but it's kind of like Digimon where it's a proxy fighter. It's like,
right.
Okay.
And just like Digimon, there is like those episodes where you have a real life problem too, where like Tai would have to, I don't know, like his sister's dangling from a balcony. So he's got to save his sister. You can't send your Digimon to do something in the real world. So,
right. Yeah.
So there's a lot of real world problems combined with digital problems and, your character
like today.
Yes. Yeah. So the network world is expanding, and network crime is raging.
So people are still getting radicalized on the network.
Yes, okay, much so.
Thank God, yeah.
If you were radicalized, you'd be part of the WWW in the first game, or the World 3. It's a mysterious criminal organization that they like at one point hack into like a school system to indoctrinate kids.
No.
Yeah, they do lots of fun stuff.
They do all the same things people like politicians are currently doing now.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And to protect their computers, people start installing battle chips, which are these cards in your deck basically that you get to play.
Okay.
When a battle chip,
the misinformation would be the analog on our internet, right?
Yes. So
they put the battle chip in your grandparents and then they go and try and break into a government building.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. They show only targeted battle chips to your grandparents that that lead to a certain narrative that they'll start to believe. And yeah. So fighting the viruses is called virus busting, and it's so important it's taught in schools.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they're still radicalizing kids to be like internet cops now.
Yes.
Oh no.
Yeah, and like even if you go and you hack into your like digital piano at home, you'll find viruses, like small viruses that are easily bustable. But then some of the larger problems come whenever net navvies start to cause problems on their own. Okay. Radicalized people. It happens actually in this game. It's funny that we joke about it, but like one of the first guys that's the bad guy in the school, he gets radicalized and he ends up like fighting for the WWW, but then he becomes like a chip merchant in this that you can just buy chips from later after you've like knocked him some sense into him kind of
thing. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, in the world of virus busting, Lan and Mega Man EXE are about to meet their match. So Lan is their playable character. He's a young boy, 11-year-old.
Okay.
I'll go through Lan and his group of friends because we're going to talk about the first game and his friends kind of pop in and out of that story.
Okay. And some enemies become friends. You like deprogram that chip merchant, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who's right at that point. If he's trying to program us, we're deprogramming him. We shouldn't have had an internet in the first place, but I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, just depends on who wins, I guess. That's who decides.
So Lan lives in Den City. Den City.
Okay. Is that a computer term?
No, I don't know. It's a term for this.
Okay.
Yeah. He has a group of friends, Dex, Mail and Yai, who are all getting into detail of all of them and their net navvies in a second.
All right.
He is in the fifth grade at Dentech Academy. He's 11 years old. I played this game at 10 or 11 years old, so it would have really resonated with me. I would have felt like, yeah, frick school. I want to be busting on the internet, you know?
Yeah, I mean, now we do.
Yeah.
It's way easier now. I love the fact that these kids have like punny internet names where it's just like millennials now naming their fucking kids like Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Right? Shit like that. It's like, oh no, like the most culturally relevant thing when I was growing up was emails. So I named my child Mail.
Yeah. It's a girl too. M-A-Y-L.
Yeah. Oh, and it's got dumb fucking spelling too. They are just millennials. It's, Ashley, E-I-G-H-T-H, right? Or whatever.
Yes, exactly. Or Kaylee, right, Saucy? He is somewhat bright, Lan, and popular, but he doesn't study very much. Like, in the second game, you get his report card, and his virus busting is, like, S tier, but all of his other studyings are just, like, he failed. Yeah. So his mom gets mad at him. Kind of.
C in English, but S in, S in virus and busting online.
And busting online, dude. I bust online like every day.
Yeah. That's S rank.
Yeah. So he's like scatterbrained a little bit, and he's like late for everything, but
internet fucked up his attention span.
Yeah, Mega Man kind of evens him out a bit. Mega Man's like the voice of reason, and Lan's the little crap head kid that's
okay.
Just trying to do stuff. But Lan, he also is a good guy. Like he does save the town multiple times and stuff.
Okay.
Mega Man, he's the main character. You know him, you love him.
The Blue Bomber himself.
Yep. And in the second game, they introduce a mechanic where you don't have to be blue anymore. You can change to whatever like element you want. You can be like light blue and now you're the bubble guy, and you always have like the first time you take damage, the bubble absorbs it, but then any damage you take after that, you take double damage.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah, or there's like a lightning one that I haven't quite unlocked yet, but I unlocked as a kid. There's a fire one. Like
lightning hair.
Yeah, and it changes colors. And,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, Mega Man, as we know and love him, with all these cool upgrades and everything, as the series progresses, you get more depth there. But in the first game, he's just regular old blue Mega Man.
Okay.
Yeah. First friend, Dex Oyama. He is like a heavy set kid. He's bossy. He's the bully. But he's like quickly becomes one of your friends. He's not very intelligent, but he has a great heart. And his net navi is Gutsman. I guess I should have taken pictures for Gutsman Mega Man Network.
I can. I hope Ethan isn't muted right now while he does all the Googling for us.
Yeah, we didn't address that, I guess, eh?
We forgot.
Yeah. It's just going so well without him.
Yeah. Ethan, whatever, jacked off and killed himself. Which is our excuse. He busted online and autoerotic asphyxiated himself.
Yeah, so that's Gutsman. He's like big, strong. My favorite power is punch.
Yeah, and he's got a big, very strong jaw, very wide torso. He's classic cartoon strong, dumb guy.
Yeah, he's got like the hands bigger than his head, kind of like looks like he almost drags with his knuckles as he walks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, real Joe Rogan-esque posture. I'm just like...
Yeah. Yeah, enters a room forearms first, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Peeling a banana with his feet.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, so Gutsman, also all these characters... once you like beat them in like a net duel, they'll give you a copy of the card. So I'll get a Gutsman card so I can summon Gutsman to do a punch move on my enemies and stuff.
Oh, they're power-ups. I thought it would be like a party system where you'd have like all of them on the field.
No, yeah, I guess it would be too crowded on the 3x3.
Yeah, so it's nine. So
yeah. So you just get to like summon them as cards and you can put them in your deck. There's a limit to how many like summon cards you can put in your deck. You can't just have them all summons, but... yeah, this guy's awesome. He's good at like breaking the ground. Another mechanic is like you can move the border, so you have a 4x3 and they only have a 2x3.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, or you can like break their tiles. So if they have tiles like shockwaves that go through the earth, they'll get stopped at the broken tile.
Oh, neat. Okay.
It's a really simple system. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a really simple system, which they have a lot of room to improve on.
Yeah, without the cards, I mentioned it. It sounds like Into the Breach, which is a S-tier game.
Yep.
And yeah, it's there's like two mechanics, and it's fun as shit. I used to play it on my phone. It was like, I'd stream my phone over data and like play it at work because it's turn-based and like completely easy to do.
Totally, yeah.
I didn't have any burned CDs of like other Netbusters, sadly.
Yeah. Then we have up next is the love interest, but Lan's a little too dumb to get it, but Male knows they're going to end up together.
Okay.
So she's Lan's next door neighbor. She lives in the pink house right next to your house.
Oh, that's the girl house. You don't want to live there.
Yeah.
Fellas, is it gay to live in a pink house?
Yeah. You know what's cool too in this game? At Lan's house, there's a doghouse outside. And you can use your net navi to jack into it. And it's actually a home security system. You don't have a dog. You just have a doghouse that watches your house, like, digitally.
That's so weird.
Yeah. So Male has Roll, who is really popular in the Mega Man series. You might remember her as the pink... she's, like, sometimes just, like, a normal human in Mega Man. Not always shown as like a navi or whatever, but
she got like gun arms in this picture.
Yeah, exactly. And she her whole thing is like she'll damage the closest person for you and then heal you up. She's like the healing card.
Okay, so cool.
She's very helpful. And she's like your girlfriend kinda. And Roll and Mega Man know it, but Lan doesn't. Lan's just so 11-year-old boy not thinking about girls yet, I guess.
No, they're gross.
Yeah, especially when you're busted on the internet. Who needs girls in real life?
Exactly. Oh, Lan is a classic anime protagonist boy. He's got the headband and everything. Oh, and he's holding like not even micro, like full-size SD cards in his knuckles.
Yes.
Like he's doing the gangster rolling the coin thing.
Yep, those are his battle chips, man.
Also, and he looks like shit.
When he runs, he uses roller skates is the sprint. Yeah. Yeah, it's... Yeah. And the last friend of the four-person friend group is Yai Ayanokoji. She's a new student at the beginning of the game. She's rich as fuck. And, like, you go to her house and she has a bunch of expensive stuff. And, like, in the second game, someone tries to ransom her for 200 million yen by filling her bathroom full of poisonous gas so she passes out in the bathtub. And then you have to, like, jack into the fan system and re-enable the fans. And then you bring her, like, back to bed. And she's like, Yai's like, Lan, did you look at me naked? And you're like, that's the first thing you think of after I save you? I was like,
yeah, it's okay, last time I saved you from a fucking gas attack on the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I love the fact that, like, because it's cutesy anime characters, it's like, wow, what a cartoony trap. But, like, can you imagine, like, a horror game where you, like, Silent Hill would have a bathroom where someone was gassed to death in their bathroom?
Dude, yeah.
Like, holy fuck.
Yeah, she has a cool Navi I'll post here. His name's Glide. And he's kind of, like, paladin-like, like, always goes for the whatever's right. And you meet him a few times. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, the rich girl having the knight kind of makes sense, I guess, like royalty or whatever. She also looks very, very anime cartoon of a rich person, like blonde, little dress, like drinking tea out of a British cup in one of the pictures I saw.
Yeah, just like really spiky hair, but like back into two ponytails spiky. Yeah. Like you've never seen a ponytail that's spiky at the end. It always like falls down at the end, but in anime, it's like...
Yeah, it's like a frayed rope at the end.
Exactly, yeah. So this is kind of the game. This is the setup where you have real life situations with their online net navvies that handle the online stuff. And we'll hop into the story of the first one after the break. But I'm trying to think, are we missing anything? Lan has a mom who's always around for him. His dad's a little bit more absent, but we'll talk about him in the story. Density, we have this whole place. You can travel on the metro system, so that's how you get from place to place in these games. There's the first three games are considered very good. The last four games, especially 5 and 6, they feel like they didn't innovate as much as they could, but they are still very good.
8-pack though, didn't you? You got all of them?
I got all of them. So yeah. I'm halfway through the second one right now.
Okay.
And I finished the first one. So I've already played 1 and 2 in my youth too. So I'm still like in the nostalgia phase. Okay. And then the next game will be like stepping into like new content kind of thing.
Yeah, but busting into a new network basically, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So let's get into the story of Mega Man Battle Network 1 after.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back from the break.
Hey, over the break, we talked about mixed bean salad. I hope you got a good ad.
Yep, Pete's got to make some mixed bean salad. It is my dog's 13th birthday, Ice, so I'm going to have to order her some food and myself because fuck the grocery store tonight. Yeah, I got a kitten. We talked about it on the bonus, but I got a kitten yesterday.
Yeah.
So Ice is not in the spotlight as much as she's used to. So I got to make sure to take good care of her for her birthday.
Honestly, yeah. My mom's dog right now is 16. So you might have those two cuddled up together for a while.
I hope so. Yeah. Yeah. They just before we started, I had to rescue the cat from underneath the chair because it started running too quick and Ice was interested. So
she's 8 weeks old. So she's very tiny.
My God. She's a baby. Yeah. She's very cute. But if you want to hear more about cat stuff, we went in depth to it on the bonus content. So that's on patreon.com/loreboys. If you're interested in that, only $3 to get the extra content. But
anyways. Maybe he's never seen a cat and he's got a story about that.
I do. Yep. So we're going back to Mega Man Battle Network 1. I beat this game last week, so it's fresh in my mind. I have to say one small correction. I said Den City was the place that that LAN is from, and that's not true. It is the local network when you jack into your home computer, you can go and visit like your friend's computer's Dex computer or Yai's computer or Male's computer, all in this like network because you live close to each other.
Okay.
And the area in between your home computers is Den City. Or the Den area.
Okay. It's like Second Life.
Yeah. So pretty much any travel you do on the line has like a physical counterpart. Like, if I wanted to go to your house online, I couldn't just go there. I would have to travel what looks like almost like wires on a circuit. So I'd have to, like, run my little net navy down the wire to Peter's computer to come visit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you couldn't just walk here? There are no roads in Den City?
They're kind of like roads. Like, I wonder if I can find pretty much all the games until the end. Mega Man Battle Network. Let's see if I can get like Den area.
Like they live in bunkers, basically. Like the world ended in 2025 is what happened. So everybody has to visit via the internet. Oh, yes. They predicted fucking COVID too. Internet poisoning. COVID is Lore Boys canon in Mega Man Battle Network. Right.
Yeah. So here's a photo. Like I sent. You can see 100 up top is just your life total, and like the ground that you walk on is kind of circuity. That little guy that's next to you is a program. So. That could be Counter-Strike 2 or something that you're talking to. Or it could be the program that makes your fridge keep cold. Or it could be anything that a program does is represented as that little green guy with the little antennas and no arms.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Is there like a more decrepit one in a trench coat for like xvideos.com?
There is you get to go to like the dark net. Like once you get a certain password, you can go to like the sketchy internet, and there is basically a guy in trench coat. He's like, "Hey, what the fuck? You're not welcome here in the dark net," kind of thing.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. You can buy heroin and people from him.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah,
good Bitcoin.
But you end up just buying, I guess, power ups for your net navy with Zenny instead of buying people off the internet with Bitcoin. Yeah.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
The only thing it's ever been used for.
Yeah. So, Den area is Den City. Leads to, like, there's a square. There's a place you can go in Battle Network 2, which is basically a physical analog for forums. So you go to a place and you can post stuff. And if you leave and come back later in the story, there's new posts. And people will reply to your posts.
Okay, cool. So yeah, it's a message board, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, it's probably just fucking 4chan.
In 2001, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of cool like things that definitely became popular or were popular on the internet. This predicted a few, as well as just kind of went with a few. So the actual town, that's all to say, because I was saying Density is the online version.
Right.
But the actual town is AC/DC town, of course.
Okay, that's pretty
good. Yeah.
It's in Australia. That's why everybody's got a Japanese name.
Why is it in Australia?
AC/DC is an Australian band.
Oh, are they?
I think they're
British.
Same accent. Let me pull up the clip. You keep talking about Mega Man.
Doity D's done to Doit Cheap. Yeah, no, they're from New Jersey.
Yeah. Hey, Dirty Deeds.
Done Deutsch cheap.
Yeah. Origin, Sydney, Australia. Okay.
Oh, good. No way. It's easy done. Okay.
That's why everybody's name is Angus Young, Bon Scott.
Yeah. Another Young, because Angus has a brother in the band, the drummer, I think.
Malcolm.
Malcolm, yeah. So yeah, 11-year-old LAN, or local access, local area network. Is that what LAN stands for?
I think it's area, not access.
Yeah.
I'm not 100%. I don't know what a LAN party is for the Xbox, but those are the good old days, dude. Man, love that shit.
So you wake up. This is the beginning of the game. You
put on a little makeup.
Put on a little makeup. You're in your room. You can see a little soccer ball in your closet back before playing online was cooler.
Yeah, I was gonna say before he got his pet, he used to exercise.
Yep.
Now his bone density is going down.
Yeah. You got your PC, and you have to go to school at first. You're late for school. And the school just is basically your tutorial. They teach you how to combine your cards, how to like when to shoot, how to dodge stuff. And then you have like a fight with Gutsman at the end of it to test your knowledge. You duel with your friend Dex and be like, see who's better. And if you win, you get a Gutsman card.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. You come home to what else? But your oven's on fire and it's burning down your whole house. We kind of talked about this for a little bit on a previous episode, I think. Maybe in the bonus.
Maybe in the bonus you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Because it's first mission or second mission, right?
Yeah. Instead of calling the fire police, your mom just like, Mega Man, help, or LAN, help. So you go and into the fire and you jack in, which is like you lift your Digivice into the air, your pet, and then it sparkles. And then now you're in the, you're playing as Mega Man.
I still imagine it as a link cable. So you've got like an 11-year-old trying to plug a wire into a burning stove.
Dude. No, it's so funny that you say that. I was playing yesterday and you run into someone in a campground and you have like an intense battle that probably lasts like 4 or 5 minutes, but like you have to jack directly into the other guy. It's not like you're meeting up online. So it's like you run into this other guy and you just plug your watches together and then they're just waiting there for 4 minutes.
I'm wearing a smartwatch right now.
Exactly.
Like, I don't even use Apple Pay because it's too inconvenient. You look like you're trying to be a fucking wizard when you're trying to like tap your watch.
Yeah. So they're just like quietly, like you hear like the crickets and stuff because you're in the forest. But then like in the actual watches, there's a battle raging, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They're just sitting there like, it's a nice night tonight.
Yeah. And they're clearly enemies. Like, this guy wants to destroy the world, and you're just you. So you're like,
I just, anybody listening right now who might be a little bit younger, use your iPhone to call the fire department. If your stove is on fire, do not try and Wi-Fi it. Don't even take a TikTok.
Nope. So you jack in, you end up having to do a series of puzzles and video game shit and beat a bunch of enemies. Something that I noticed in the first game, especially, the encounter rate is way too high.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, you get 5 steps and it's...
Moon Mountain or whatever in Pokemon.
Yeah. So annoying.
The Zubat's in the stove!
Yeah, exactly. But that's... the one saving grace, though, since this is a re-release... is there's like an option in the menu that you can put on max buster mode. So your auto attack basically does like 300 damage and a boss could have 600 health. So you one shot all the enemies. So what I'll do is I'll turn on basically like god mode so I can just get through all the stupid encounters and then play with my actual deck for the bosses because it's fun and there's mechanics or whatever, right?
I guess it is like just like you put your, again, my only reference is Pokemon. Yeah. It's like you send out, unless you're shield leveling a Magikarp, you just send out your starter because it's 5 times stronger than everything else to just obliterate everything when you're like trying to cross a fucking room and it's another
Vault
Orb, right?
Like I'm trying to keep my mind on this puzzle. I don't need 3 minute fights to like take me out of it every time there's a fight. But anyways, you go in, you fight your way through, you end up beating Fireman. And there's like parts where you get like knocked out of the of being jacked in and you have to go run to your room and find a water pistol and go and like spray a path so you can jack in again. And I would say if you do play these games, especially the first one, it is fine to have a guide up. Don't feel like you need to use the guide 100% of the time to get every collectible or whatever. But if you're not sure where you're supposed to be, use a guide, because the game's not great about telling you where you should be. And sometimes it'll be like, yeah, well, of course, Mail needs your help. And it's like, okay, but where's Mail? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Or like, find the three programs that can be anywhere on the internet. I'm like, I'm not going to run through every room of this place that I've explored on the entire fucking internet. I'm going to look up where the three things are and I'm going to move on with my life. But it's an older game. I beat it in like 10 hours. And I'm sure as a kid, you'd want like more of a 20 or 30 hour experience out of your game. So
yeah, like 10 months of allowance money that you call Zellers for.
Collecting the chips is a thing, and collecting duplicates of a chip is fine because you can use like three chips to enter a lottery for your new chip.
Okay.
So if you're just wandering the game, you're constantly building your deck or your library.
Right.
And in my 10 hour playthrough, I got about half the chips. So I could see if you're playing more without a guide, you might get a higher percentage of those chips along the way.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, beat the fire. You find out that it was a WWW agent who needed a program out of specifically your oven. So he planted his net nappy.
Okay. We're trying to solve a human trafficking case involving Bitcoin. We need to hack into your oven.
Yeah. And there's like, yeah, your Bitcoin wallet key is stuck in your oven. So we need to go in and get it or something.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So that's your first day. You go to school, you learn how to battle, but you're already a good battler.
My first day at being an 11-year-old. It's so difficult. I have to put... I don't know why he sounds like an old Jewish lady. But yeah.
Yeah. Lan's an old Jewish name, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Like Lot or something like that. Something Old Testament-y. Yeah.
Right. So, chapter two. And the game's all in chapters, which is kind of divided up in when you go to bed.
Okay.
At a certain point, it'll be like, the day's over. You can wander around if you like, but I think I want to go to bed. And then you know it's time to go home and go on the next thing.
Yeah, it's like any farming sim, right? Yeah. Like it progresses only when you go to bed.
Yep.
Okay.
Except time doesn't move until you go to bed. So you don't have to like...
It's not tomorrow until I wake up. That's just like real life.
Yeah. It's not like Stardew Valley where you're fall asleep online and someone will bring you to your bed. Your mom will carry you to your bed and charge you 1,000 zenny. From your computer desk in your bed. Last night I fell asleep at my computer desk. I was playing Balloons TD, and I woke up and went to bed. And this morning I was looking for my glasses, and they were on the floor next to me.
Oh my God.
Apparently I fell asleep and the glasses fell right off. So.
Were you cradling your cat playing Balloons?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. I was just like listening to something, and it lulled me straight to sleep. But yeah, so you go to school the next day. You're panicked because you wake up late, but your cool rich friend Yan, or Yai rather, puts up your hand, your virtual hand, so you don't get called out for late.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like, mails you in the morning. She's like, I wrote your name in, like, get here soon, so I'm not a liar, kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to like sneak into school. You have to go in through the back door and like sneak to your desk so your teacher doesn't see you and stuff.
And this is all online, right?
Oh, this is all in person now. So you physically go to your school, but you jack in once you're at school.
Of course. Okay.
Yeah. Get so you're sitting at a little desk with your friends, and there's 9 desks. I remember because there's a puzzle where you go online. In this whole chapter, there's like, puzzles would be like, do you remember how many desks there were in your classroom? And then as your Mega Man, you have to walk on the 9 to let you to open up the next path kind of thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so there is interplay between online, offline.
Is there a school pet?
Your teacher has like a Navi. Pretty much everyone has a Navi, but not everyone has a cool Navi.
Okay.
So The generic Navis are, I'll show you. You're green if you're boy, pink if you're girl.
Oh, mixing it up, I see. Oh, because Mega Man's blue, of course. You can't.
Yeah. So these are
2001.
there's only two Navis in 2001, or that's what they wanted us to believe.
Oh, okay, it's a very generic looking anime, a cute anime robot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And like when you run into like groups of net battlers, which are people who basically the online military you can sign up for, they all look like this.
That's why your mom is taking your Zenny, is to put you in debt so you can just join the net military.
Yeah. And the second game I'm playing through right now is actually kind of fun, because you, to become a net battler, or like the net military, it'll open up different parts of the internet for you.
Are you the same kid?
Yeah. It's honestly frustrating that you have to start over in terms of your net navi Mega Man, because you pick up like 3 months after where it picked up, like finished.
Oh, at. Really? Okay.
Yeah, you're at summer vacation of the year, basically. Oh. And you start in the same room, the same town. You go to a lot of the same locations, but you're inexplicably Mega Man is level one now. So, yeah, that's something I thought, like with the re-release, they could have done something really cool where, especially 1 and 2 feel like continuations of each other. I'm not sure about the next ones. But if they just up the difficulty in 2 and let you keep your progress from 1, it would feel like a continuous... That's if they want to get to Masterpiece level. Right now, they just wanted to put this out so we could... I'm happy to put it out so we can buy it again and not have to have a Nintendo Advance or whatever, but...
Yeah.
Someone will mod it. Someone will mod it. So yeah, chapter 2, go to school, your teacher's not there, there's a new teacher, Higsby. He's like a tall skinny guy with big hair, kind of like a Sideshow Bob kind of guy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but he's a professor. So Higsby, he shows up and he installs a math drill program into the chalkboard, which turns out to be a WWW propaganda video to re-educate the students.
That's crazy. He looks like a burnout, though.
Yeah. He's the guy who ends up becoming the friendly chip dealer. Like, he owns the store that helps you collect all your chips by the end of the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But right now, he's brainwashed.
You kids got any ID before you buy this propaganda?
It's a rich long.
Yeah, Roots Bong gives you a chip that sets your oven on fire, goes home. Yeah.
Tells you to go to Vietnam.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically the whole school, anytime something bad happens in the game, you know, because the music changes, goes bleep, 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 bleep. Bleep, bleep, bleep. And there's chords in the back going, and you know you're in panic mode, so that happens.
The combat leitmotif has worked in so elegantly.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's burned into my brain. So yeah. Meanwhile, I'm listening to that and just like listening to like Come Down at the same time or something.
While you sleep at your desk, like Mega Man, listening to Come Down.
Yeah, basically.
Kitten passed the fuck out on your chest. Just yeah. Like, oh, this is living.
It's cozy, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then basically Mega Man's gotta step up along with Lan. You have to jack into a bunch of things to figure out eventually that the teacher Higsby is behind it. And your original teacher, Miss Mary, you find her in a storage closet completely bound up in rope. So then you save her. You get her ID card, which allows you to go into the AV room where Higsby is kind of like staging his attack, his propaganda attack on the school.
Okay.
And then you go and you fight Higsby's Navi Number Man. I wonder if I can get a picture of him here. Number Man Network.
Pull up the clip here.
Yeah.
Number Man, Mega Man.
Mega Man Network, especially, because a lot of these are recycled from other games.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Some of these look... I've got Mega Number Man.exe. This guy is fucking awesome looking.
What's he look like?
He's got, like, high boots up to his knees. So he's like, green, red, and tan, right?
Yeah.
And then he's got... like three fingers. He's in a very dynamic pose. He just has like a three-digit digital clock in his chest.
Yep.
And his head is like a disco ball in an upside down fishbowl that goes over his eyes.
So yep.
It's like goggles too. That's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool navvies, and it made me think, like, if you could put like an online game where you could kind of like customize your own navvy, it would be so much fun.
Oh, and, like a Mega Man MMO.
Yeah, well, that's just where my brain goes, but I love those types of games.
I wish I could spend 16 hours grinding up Number Man's agility, right?
Yes, exactly. Just so I can meet another fucking noob on the internet, right? And who looks like one of these, like the green and pink ones.
Yeah.
Just level one walking down and me with my fishbowl head just fucking smash him. Hack into his oven and burn his mom.
Take that, nerd. You would too, because you grief and WoW. Are you used to?
But playing a priest has the mind control spell. The only spell that you can make somebody do whatever the fuck you want, man. That's what you gotta play priest.
Yeah. Genie Aladdin's not allowed to do that.
No. So yeah, you end up beating Number Man. You break his fishbowl head and his face spills out.
All his numbers. Chalk drawing of the body on the ground is like a regular torso, but there's like chalk numbers like sketched out as well, like where the blood splatter would be.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, he blew his own head off. There's like numbers splattered on the wall next to him.
Today's number of the day is 9. Today's word of the day is homicide. Yeah. So you restart the server just in the nick of time for English class to resume. And Lan's like, why didn't I solve the problem later so I could have skipped English class?
Who the fuck is skipping school when they're 11 years old? What kind of latchkey ass kid are you?
Yeah.
Fifth grade?
Yeah, so Lan fixes his school. He gets the big ups from the friends and stuff. And we go on to chapter 3, where you don't actually go to bed. You just finish the school thing. After class, the whole school incident, Lan and Mega Man remember that the Metro Line grand opening was today. So Lan suggested that they go to the Psylab, which is one of the big locations. It's the government complex. You go to the government building and you can go to the science building or the water building.
Okay.
And the first one especially, it's like a place you go all the time. And because your dad says, I have a power-up program for you. I'm going to help you out, bro. I know I'm not at home like 7 days a week, so I might as well give you this power-up. And power-ups can either increase your buster damage, the speed at which you can shoot your buster, or the charge aspect, how quickly you charge your buster.
Okay, I was going to say, like, the fact that children can just walk up to a government building is crazy, but this game came out before 9/11.
Yes.
We're joking about that. It's just like, yeah, you would be able to, you'd be able to take Mega Man on an airplane. Like, yeah. no questions asked.
Can I take my net navvy on the airplane? Yeah.
There's like the x-ray with the briefcase. There's got like Mega Man in there.
Yeah.
He's like curled up. Like curled up like a contortionist.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go basically this whole chapter 3, it's annoying. You like want to go on the metro, but the metro is broken. Then you have to go online to get like travel online to like fix the metro problem. But Dex is blocking it out. So you have to go to Dex's house and beat him and beat Gutsman to get a new card. Then you can go online and go beat this program. All of this to finally get on the metro, to go to the government building, and your dad's not even at his desk. He's not at home and he's not at his desk. And you barely see him this entire game. I'm convinced he is cheating on his wife.
Yeah. Or he's like radicalizing people.
Yeah. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Okay.
Dad is cool. Dad is cool.
But he is cheating on your mom. Lore boys.
Yeah. Dad does some questionable shit, actually, that we'll talk about a little bit later.
Okay.
But yeah, cheating on his mom, probably. But Bustin makes him feel good. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, after a kid, it's different.
Yep. So you go to work to see your dad. Dad's not there. He ends up mailing you the power up anyways. Like, well, I'm real busy. I'm all tied up at this thing. But here, I'll just mail you your birthday gift. And I think your mom will do the cake or whatever. But
yeah. I mean, he's sending that from his pet while he's getting sucked off on a hotel balcony. Like, just like, staring at Las Vegas.
Yep. Dr. Hikari. Just right up there.
He would.
Yeah. So chapter 4, We actually have our first like big time skip 1 month later. So Lan is woken up by Mega Man for weekend classes. And he learns from his mother that the water is off. Male, who walks to school with Lan again, also says, "Hey, my water was off." They get to school, the fountain at school, and there's no water in this. There's no water nowhere. The heck? They find out that there's a problem at the waterworks, which is the other half of the government building. You have the science lab where Dad works, and then the waterworks where all water gets to the surrounding villages, I guess.
Right. Come on in, kids. No, I don't need to check your ID. Just poison the town.
Yeah. The security-wise, I think to get into that building, you steal your dad's ID from his office. He leaves it in his coat, and then you steal it. And in the second game, if you go to the same place where the ID was stolen, it gives you a power-up. It rewards you for remembering where an item was.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, at the waterworks, Lan meets official net battler Eugene. I know how it's pronounced in French, but it's funnier to say Eugene Chode. And he is he's a net battler kid as well. He's got white hair on the top, and he's always moody as fuck. He has the net navi Proto Man, which you might remember it was Dr. Wowie's.
Dr. Wowie's first one, yeah.
Yeah. If anyone doesn't know why we're saying Dr. Wowie, we said this on episode 3 or whatever, but there's awesome voice acting.
Yes. One of the main kids.
Where, like, they one took it. We have to rescue Dr. Defeat Dr. Wowie.
Yeah. He, like, forgets his name, too. He's like, we gotta go back and get out of here. Mega Man, he forgets.
Oh, man. If you just put in like Mega Man voice acting, Dr. Wowie, you'll get it, and it's absolutely wonderful. And I'll post it into the Discord so everybody else can enjoy it.
I would take bad voice, like goofy voice acting in video games that could never ever be patched, rather than Star Wars Jedi Survivor at 13 FPS.
Oh yeah,
that's
oh,
like. Yeah. There's always been crunch, and it should have been delayed. Not even a day of release. It should have been delayed 8 seconds to retake that line, right? Yes. You got like the delay JPEG on Twitter. It's like Mega Man X will be releasing 8 seconds later because our voice actor can't read.
Yep, pretty much.
Dr. Wowie.
Here's Eugene Schoen. This is like, he's the edgy one. Like in the second one, you go camping and he's there because of like, net battling issue. He's kind of the Kaiba of the group, I guess. He's like, well, except Kaiba's like own sort of evil at the beginning. Eugene's always been like lawful good, but he's just like really snooty and doesn't like to have fun.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder if I can find a picture of his Proto Man. Here's Proto Man.
He's like the emo, right?
Yeah.
Or he's like the, oh, life sucks, edgy kid.
Yeah, he's like, well, we don't have time for camping. There's viruses to be busted.
Okay.
I'm here on official business.
He's a coomer. He's addicted to busting.
Yes, and he resents that you're trying to bust, too. He's like, you'll never be a real net battler like me. Only I know how to edge until until I bust. Yeah, exactly. Or whatever. Yeah. But this is him. I just sent a picture. He wears like camel pants. He's got white hair on the top, brown hair on the sides. And his Proto Man, who is actually in Mega Man canon as well, is his net navi. It was Dr. Wowie's original Megabot. Yeah. They have names, man. It's driving me crazy because there's like the good ones and the bad ones.
It's definitely in that episode, except I read our description, and I like our very curt descriptions now. The description on our last episode is, how do you turn your robot into a destructive shin kicker? And I'm like, I don't know what we were talking about.
Yeah, I don't remember that either, man. It's been a long time. Oh, Dr. Wowie. Mavericks are the bad guys.
Ah, yeah, okay.
And the good guys are like protobots or something like that, or something bots. Anyways, tell us and join our Discord server just to tell us we're wrong. And,
yeah.
And subscribe to our Patreon just to tell us we're wrong. And I'll be fine with it. Anyways, Eugene showed. He shows up. He's at the waterworks too. Nobody has water. Everyone's getting thirsty. And Eugene's like, out of my way, kid. I'm going to solve this thing.
We forgot it. We forgot at the beginning. Thank you to newest patron, Space Bandit. We're so sorry.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I forgot to bring it up. So Land and Mega Man, you do internet stuff. You find the pump program, which has been frozen solid. You thaw the ice. Then you go back to AC/DC Town to be like, hey, I solved the problem. But you didn't. All the water is coming out as poison, and you see a guy drink from a fountain and then just pass out.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's too much fluoride.
Yeah. And it turns out that Dr. Freud, or Dr. Fla, like cold
of
and
course.
Fresh. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Is behind the attack on the water. And you find out it's because his son went missing. The WWW kind of stole his son and made him a disgruntled government worker who turned off all the water for the entire population.
Jesus.
There's a lot of like mature shit that's happening underneath an 11-year-old fun children's game.
Yeah.
But
I mean, at the time, it's just like, that's probably something that would happen. Of course, now, like, yeah. I guess because of the internet and the, like, just like the decline of their trusted institutions as a society, like, that just sounds like a regular thing you would hear about for 2 days on the news.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Disgruntled waterworks guy.
Yeah.
You know, like his union got shut down by the federal government, and then it's just like, well, fine, fuck you. I'm just going to turn off all the water.
Yep. Yep. Lots of stuff like that where people don't have access to clean drinking water in first world countries still. But anyways. Yeah. Anyways,
like
back to the
US.
Fun video game. You actually, this is one of the things I used a guide for because it was not clear to me at all. And even with a guide, it was hard. You have to find a specific car in AC/DC Town, and you have to like run up to the back window and like click on it. But it's like a really awkward like hitbox. So I was like running at this car trying to get the kid out for so long. And then finally, like I hit the right angle and it's like, oh, here's Dr. Okay. Freud's kid. He was just tied up in the back of this car.
He was locked in a hot car while he's like, okay, daddy's going inside to commit terrorism. I'll crack the window for you. But it's like 88 degrees. You've got like Mega Man like trying to bust in the window.
Yeah.
The
I think it was like a kidnapping type thing. So
okay.
Yeah.
He's divorced. Oh, that's why. He's divorced, kidnapped his own son, and then turned off the water for the town because he hates his ex-wife.
Right. Right. Yeah. And ironically, his son not having water in the back of the hot car was what killed the son. And
there you go. Yeah, right. Yeah. If he can't have water, no one can. It's all in this children's game on the Game Boy.
Yes. So before you do rescue the son, but Freud doesn't get it yet. So you go and fight his Net Navi, who is Iceman. And Iceman, once he falls, you get the message to Freud. And Freud's like, oh, man, I certainly was a jerk, wasn't I? thanks for getting me my kid back. And the water comes back on. And the disgruntled government worker gets his kid back before going to internet prison. I don't know what happens next. It's not clear, but
yeah, we're not 100% certain on what kind of government is there in AC/DC City, but Iceman.exe just looks like an Inuit kid in a parka who spits ice. Not a robot whatsoever, a very chibi little avatar.
Yeah. His like moves is he'll make like ice blocks on the grid in front of him and then he'll push them at you.
Oh,
but
cool.
The ice blocks are annoying because you can't hit him while he's behind the ice blocks. So you basically have to like dodge the ice blocks and shoot him before he gets another ice block up in front of him.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really fun, though. Good fight. Good fight.
Was there an anime of this game?
There was an anime and there's a manga.
Okay. Yeah.
There was. Manga is like pretty obscure and rare. Like I think it's hard to get copies of it. And the anime had I think close to 200 episodes. Like it was up there for a while.
Shit.
So it's chapter 5. We beat the no water boss and the dehydration boss is down.
Dastardly villain from a western.
Yeah. So the next day Mail's like, hey, it's Yai's birthday, we got to get her a present.
Okay.
So you go downtown, so you get to go to the city, which I think it's called Dentown. Anyways, Dentown, the way that you navigate it is it's a bunch of intersections and you just go from intersection to intersection and it'll have different shops or areas you can enter. cars pass and you have to wait for the lights, but there's also like those subway stairs down that you can like transport across the street really quickly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So yeah, you go to Den City, or Den Town rather, and you find out that all the traffic lights have turned green. And you see a few cars smash into each other, and you get an email from the WWW saying, "Hey, we'll fix this problem, but you just need to pay $1,000,000. Anyone who pays $1,000,000, I promise your car won't get crashed." You find where the WWW is like lined up taking checks basically from the general public so they can drive. And Mega Man goes, you jack into the traffic light and you change the signals to red. But then you get a phone call from Mail. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Bam, 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 bam. And she's on a runaway fucking bus.
Oh no.
Yeah. And all the lights are green. And
are they automated? Is that the problem? Or are the people driving just like they just not paying attention? Like no mirrors on any of the cars.
Let's say the people are complete idiots. I like that better. Yeah. yeah, so Lan sends basically this whole fight is you're running to meet to get to a traffic light before a bus. And then when you turn on the stoplight, like there's actual physical barrier that comes up. Like it looks like a light bridge kind of thing that comes up. So the bus will hit that and it'll slow it down. So you're just basically putting up speed bump after speed bump until this thing like four intersections in finally slows to a crawl.
Okay.
And then you find out there's a bomb on the bus too.
Oh, good.
So you jack in to the bus, and luckily Roll was there with Mail, and they slowed down the bomb enough that you're able to go in and defeat Color Man.
I was checking. I was just like, did this game fucking predict speed as well? But no, the movie Speed came out 5 years prior to this.
Okay, it was probably inspired.
Close though. Yeah,
so Color Man, I guess he's one of the WWW's folks. You delete him, you put him an end to Mrs. Mad's plan.
Okay.
Miss Mad being the person who owns Color Man, part of the WWW.
Right, yeah. Color Man's like a clown?
Yeah, he's kind of clowny.
Yeah. Okay.
Chapter 6. Days
I like
after
Mrs. Mad too, like Mothers Against Drunk Driving is like the reckless driving boss.
Yeah, with the two D's too.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, we could have written this game when we were 11.
Oh yeah. One afternoon, several days later, after the bus problem, Lan goes out to the park with Mega Man. He's really hungry. It's almost dinner time. And he gets a rare mail from Dad.
Oh yeah. There's frozen hot dogs in the sink. I'll be home late.
Yeah. Frozen hot dogs in the sink. That's great. He gives an invitation to dinner time. There's a party at the Scilab that evening. So Lan and his mother get all dressed up. His mother gets dressed up. Lan's still wearing his headband or whatever. Goggles.
Yeah. His formal headband.
Yeah. And you go to the Scilab. So basically you go up the elevator. Instead of going to Dad's office, you have a nice area to go eat. And suddenly before you start digging in, there's all this like digital sushi all over the desk and stuff. Before eating, a guest speaker comes up. Count Zap is his name.
Okay, yeah.
And he makes the announcement that WW is taking over the power plant and causes a blackout. So all the lights go out and oxygen stops flowing into the building.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all oxygenated. I guess it's all sealed for science.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I think it could take weeks to suffocate those people.
Yep. And this part of the game alone is worth it to skip the first game, in my opinion.
Oh, really?
This is the worst part of the fucking game. It's horrible game design. It's awful. So you have to go into like jack into this like terminal that controls the electricity. The floor is invisible and it crosses over itself. So you could be on like the high road and not and see something you need to be over there on the low road, but you don't even know there's a high road and low road. So you're just walking on invisible floor, just basically brute forcing it. For the first time in the entire game, there's a timer on what you're doing. So not only do you not know where you're supposed to go, you're That's limited insane. In time. So, like, the time's ticking down the whole time you're in there, and there's, like, this stress, I gotta move forward, but you don't know where the fucking floor is. Then, on top of that, the encounter rate is insane. So, every 5 seconds, it's like, okay, I'm over this. And then, on top of that, you have to do these puzzles where you put batteries into, like, you might have a 3x3 with holes for batteries. And the only clue is they can't be next to each other. And you have two batteries. And so there's a bunch of combinations where you could have them not next to each other. It ends up it's like top left, bottom right.
Okay.
Or whatever. But every time you put the batteries in, they lose their charge. So you have to go back to the NPC where you got the batteries to try again. You have to pull a lever every time too. So you can put them in the right place and then not know because you have to pull the lever. And then there's other parts where you have to, like, take the existing batteries and bring them to the next one with enough charge, mind you. And, like, you have to unpull the lever to get those. The whole thing is fucking stupid. Like, it's just, like, they introduce, like, just mechanics on mechanics that aren't fun. Like, okay, you don't know where you're supposed to walk. You have to walk everywhere on invisible floor. There's batteries, which you have to put into slots. Okay, that's fine. But it should, when you put them in the right spot, go ding, ding, ding. You're correct. Move on. Not yeah. run out of charge where you have to go get them. And you shouldn't have to run to a different place to pull a lever every time to check if the solution's right because there's so many combinations. And they don't give you – there's no point where you can find, like, talk to the right people and give you the right combination.
Yeah,
it's purely trial and error. And – meanwhile, you're running into an encounter every 5 seconds. So it's just, I almost quit the game at that point, but yeah,
it sounds like it.
Yeah. That kind of took me a little while. I ended up just like pulling up a guide where literally almost step by step, it tells you where to go. Like take 3 steps down, 1 step left. And okay, even then it wasn't that clear, like in certain other parts. And there is not a good game for the electric, not a good guide for the electric level in Mega Man. If you want to make a good guide, please do, because it doesn't exist.
it's your calling. It's you listening right now. You've been thinking about it. Just do it.
And other people have tried. Whenever I did it like 3 days ago, the latest article was 1 day ago for this 2001 game.
Oh my God. Okay.
People are still trying to make a guide for this place, but it's so fucking dumb that. Anyways, it's worth skipping the whole game. You can see all the same sites. You can fight all the same fights, or not all the same fights, but get the same experience in the second game, in my opinion. You have to start from level one anyways. Yeah. So just start with the second game. It's better.
Jamie's making this entire episode and like doing lore and a summary of the game to prevent people from doing the Dr. Zap or Count Zap area.
Yes, please. Yeah, you beat Elecman, restore the air, pick up a pizza on the way home from this lame-ass dinner party. It's actually addressed in the game. You're like, yeah, we're still hungry after this dinner party. We should get some food on the way home.
That's great.
Yeah. So anyways, worst part of the game. Worth skipping the whole game. If you do it, definitely use a guide. There's no reason not to. And if you do run out of time, there's a scientist that lets you do a mini game to continue, where you just have to tap a button over and over again. So the timer doesn't matter as much as they make you think it does. But the first one's goddamn stressful when you don't know that you can revive yourself afterwards.
It's so funny.
Anyways, fuck that level. Chapter 7. Chapter 7 is a whole lot of information gathering and backtracking. It's talking to people you already met who used to be former WWW agents to find out the location of the Duck Dewowie's base. So
okay.
It's a lot of talking and exploring. There's not a lot of great story points here. So we can skip straight to Chapter 8, where the big reveal of the first game is coming at the end of Chapter 8. There is a twist, or a reveal, I guess. You get an email from your dad saying that the base of WWW is somewhere in the mountains. So you leave and get on the metro to go out to the mountains. You find out that Dr. Wowie has something called the life virus, his doomsday weapon.
Okay.
Basically what the life virus does is you can apply it to a net navi to give them 100% resistance to every damage type. So they just never take damage.
Okay.
So you finally fight your way up the mountain. Every time you go up the mountain, there's doors of the spiraling path. And at every door, you have to jack in. And someone you helped in the past comes and clears the final barrier for you in jacking into that door.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. So like you go in and Dex shows up. He's like, don't worry, Mega Man. Save your strength. Gutsman's got the end of this one. You go on to the next door. And then you go up and like Dr. Freud's like, Iceman's like, I'll melt this ice or blow away this whatever or something.
Dr. Freud, yeah.
Yeah. Or flat.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Freud summons a robot that's also just his mom.
Yeah. My mother was cold. My net navi's cold. I want a fucking ice cube.
Everybody wants to fuck their ice cubes. That's why.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, so you get all the support. You get that feeling at the end of the game where it all comes together, you know, fighting your way up the mountain to Dr. Wowie. And you get up there. Dr. Wowie tells you his whole plan to destroy the world as villains
do. So is he part of the feds or did he take over the feds?
He's the WWW.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I guess they're terrorists, not really like an agency, right?
Yeah, they're terrorists for sure.
Right.
And the feds are like the common people who have the green and pink normal anime right, robot guys. Yeah. So Dr. Wowie has his life virus. He's also has like a big rocket and somehow he's going to send this life virus like into the earth, which will, I don't know. It's not clear on the details how this is going to destroy the world, but Dr. Wowie's like, I'm going to destroy the world.
Okay. Good enough.
Yeah. Dr. Wily's lackey attacks Mega Man with his navi Magic Man.
Okay.
And Magic Man's infused with this life stuff, right? Life virus. So you actually beat Magic Man. Do you have him up there?
Yeah, Magic Man's fucking awesome looking. He's like a mechanical plague doctor with a wizard hat. And yep. Like his arms are just like gem cannons. Like, he's really cool. Really, really cool looking.
Yeah, he's awesome. You fight him at first and you beat him, but then the life virus kicks in and his life magic grievously wounds Mega Man. Mega Man's dying.
Okay. Isn't that the reverse? It's weird that the life virus would kill you.
Yeah, it's just that he like basically becomes invincible himself and then has forever to kill you kind of thing. And,
okay, right.
But just for the storytelling, he grievously wounds Mega Man.
Right, yeah.
Then there's the big reveal. This is a really important detail for the lore in Mega Man Battle Network and probably the only bit of information you truly need to understand the next game. So Chode,
yes, the guy, Count Zap.
Yeah. Chode. he hands Lan a program called Hub.Bat that's from your dad, actually.
Okay.
And Hub is important. It's going to be the name of someone is Hub, but he gets then you get a phone call from Dad who explains how and why he created Mega Man. So this is why he has his own net navi that's unique and special instead of one of these green or pink ones.
Right. Okay.
It was created by his father and he finds out that his twin brother Hub died at a young age. He had a twin brother he never knew about. And his dad was looking to create an ultimate navi, whereas Navi and Operator could share an emotional bond and act as one instead of a person bossing a computer program around.
Right, yeah. Just plugging cards into their PC to make their programs do things, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. Tapping on their Apple Watch while connected to a 3-inch link cable to their friend where they're basically touching wrists. Exactly. Yeah.
Basically handcuffed to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So Hub was his brother all along. And so how he wanted to make an emotional bond that acts as one. So Lan learns that if he uses Hub.Bat, it will save Mega Man, but his DNA will become 100% identical to Mega Man since it's his identical twin brother.
Okay.
Basically, his dad put in a failsafe where like 0.01% of their DNA is different just so they're not the exact same person. Because the synchronization of the two would mean that Lan would feel the pain that Mega Man does, and vice versa.
Oh, okay. So it's just Evangelion now. They
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Basically, Hub.Bat makes them go for the full like fusion. They're the same person. They used to be right. identical twins, but now they feel what each other feels. And knowing that the world's at stake, it's like Lan could just go home at this point. Mega Man's dead, but instead he saves Mega Man, fuses his life force to Mega Man's life force, and goes back in for round two. Dr. Wily does his thing where he keeps explaining his plans. He explains how his robotics project was discontinued as his old partner, which happens to be Lan's grandfather, Tadashi Hikari, got funding for a network problem, which eventually led to the internet being created. Kind of similar to the actual Mega Man lore. While Wily's just mad that his partner got the credit.
Okay. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So
he
Lan's
invented the internet. I invented something else very similar to the internet, but with an offensive name.
I don't know what Dr. Wily sounds like, but it's probably that.
Close enough, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Lan sends Mega Man into the rocket using their combined efforts. They delete the life virus and cause the WW base to self-destruct. And that's pretty much the end of the first one. So we find out there's kind of an emotional moment where Lan's like, Hub, Mega Man, I'm so sorry that I spent my whole youth bossing you around. I had no idea you were my twin brother.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm making
Did Mega Man know?
Mega Man knew and just kept
the whole
it secret.
Time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Because at one point, the dad comes in. He's like, it's okay, Mega Man. We don't have to hide it from him anymore. He knows. And so, although they're
putting on lipstick, like, Mega Man, what are you doing?
Although now there's like Mega Man and Lan's life are fused, it's almost never addressed again in the series.
Do they share the same body, or does he just like jack into the network with his mind now?
It's still the pet. I think it's their life forces. Like, if Mega Man dies, Lan dies. If you die in a video game, you die in real life.
I see. Okay. That seems but, terrible.
Yeah. It never comes up where you're, like, at half health, and then you're in game, and then you're half health in real life. Like, I think it only comes up one more time in 4 or 5. I haven't played yet, but I saw, like, down the line in the lore.
There's no tool tip. Like, use health potions, or else both my sons will die.
Yeah, the dad too, man. He's like sending him into these situations and stuff. And
he's 11.
Yeah, never home. Yeah, send my 11-year-old into a terrorist mountain base.
Power plant.
Yeah, to a power plant where the floors are invisible.
Yeah.
All to say, that's Mega Man Battle Network 1. Start with 2 if you're going to hop into the game series. If you want to play the first, it doesn't take that long. Like I said, I did it in 10 hours, but I think 2 is a fine place to start because graphics, locations, gameplay, really similar to the first one, and you're not missing much.
Yeah.
I
probably loved that game when I was a baby. It sounds a lot of fun.
It's super fun. I'm still playing. I'm going to play through the other ones too. But
yeah.
That was me. I guess if you want, Ethan's not here, so I guess I'll, if you want to find us on the internet, go to loreboys.com or loreboys or patreon.com/loreboys, discord.gg/loreboys. Hop into
everything's linked below as well if you want.
All links below. Hop into the Discord, you'll get updates on my cute new kitty, on the games we're playing. We have community nights sometimes. A couple of you sent me some timestamps for things you could possibly use on Reels, so thank you very much.
Yes.
Keep those coming. If you have any isolated, like, 15 to 45 second clips of us saying something funny that can kind of stand on its own, then we'd love to hear it. Peter, what's up with you?
Yeah, I mean, at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram. Check out my publisher. I keep joking about being unemployed. I am fine. I have a new job in 3 weeks. Don't panic. But I made a lot of progress on my comic, so you can check out my publisher, Squared Idea, either on the internet or at Squared Idea on Instagram. Because, I think I'll probably be ready this summer. Comic-Con Montreal is July 14th. I'll be there, and hopefully looking very likely I'll have something there to launch with. So it'd be pretty cool.
May 1st already. Yeah.
Sorry?
It's May 1st already. I just looked at the time.
I know. Yeah. My landlord finally got e-transfer. So for the first time in 5 fucking years, I didn't have to check if they had checks with them this morning.
Very nice.
Sent them money finally. They finally joined the 21st fucking century.
Need to do that too. Okay, well, if you want to be able to e-transfer us some fire into our ovens, join Loreboys Prime, and you can light a fire in any of our ovens. I'll say I do have newly born kitten or 8-week-old kitten that sleeps on top of my oven. So maybe don't do it to me yet, but to all your friends, you can do this if you join Loreboys.
And not me. The broiler element doesn't work. And I have a very old stove. The broiler fuse doesn't work. So you can't even get a nice crust on there at all.
I could get a nice crust on my kitty if you got it going. But
you got a flipper, you know?
Yeah. I don't have a name for her yet. But we'll see what she smells like after we fry her up.
Jesus.
All right. Well, I guess that constitutes a little boy's
happy note.
Yeah.
Loreboys
out.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.